The biggest security operation in Australian history will slip into top gear tonight when the US President George W. Bush touches down in Sydney. And when the world's most powerful man arrives at his plush Sydney hotel, he'll have a welcoming committee, a group calling itself Aussies for ANZUS. While that organisation has police permits to be within the Apex City precinct, close to the President's hotel, police went to court today to stop another group from marching this weekend through the declared Apex security zone. The New South Wales Supreme Court will hear the case at 7 tomorrow morning. Sabra Lane reports.
Sydney group The Axis of Awesome is so inspired by APEC, it's written a song about it.
We can't go to the Opera House. I'm afraid that it is shut. And Government House is a no-no, so is the George Street Pizza Hut.
And as the lyrics suggest, a large portion of the city has been zoned a declared area, with some portions fenced off and protesters barred. In particular, police have a list of 30 people who are banned from the APEC declared zone. These people will be arrested and removed if they show up in any APEC security area. Sydney sider John Ruddock isn't on the list. In fact, he's organising a welcoming committee, which will display a large banner to greet the US Commander-in-Chief when he arrives at his city hotel tonight.
You've just unfurled your banner for me. How big is it? What does it say?
It's about 5 metres by 3 metres. It says, "We support Bush, we love America, AussiesforAnzus.com."
And it's also festooned with the American flag and the Australian flag?
Yeah, the Australian flag's in the middle. We're proud Australians, but we think proud Australians should be proud of the American alliance.
What are you hoping to get from the President?
He's a very busy man. He's got so much on his plate, and this is what I'd be happy with. If he sees our banner and it cheers him up for 15 minutes, that would make me the happiest thing. That would be the best thing we could hope for.
36-year-old John Ruddock established the Aussies for ANZUS group last weekend. He says it already has 100 members.
Now, you're a proud Liberal member. Here in your house, you've got a big banner on the wall.
Yes. The banner says, we stood out the front of Kirribilli House a year ago. We said, John Howard forever, Peter Costello never.
Where are you going to be tonight? Have you spoken to police about it?
Yes.
What are you going to do?
There would be no need for security if there was just people supporting George Bush, protesters. But the protesters will be left-wing protesters who are violent people. And so that's why we need the fence to stop the left-wing protesters. So we will be, throughout this week, trying to get as close to Bush as we can, but we know that will be several blocks away. And we have to have got all the permits and everything, which we've done. And so we've got everything in writing, so we're allowed to be there.
So you've got a police permit allowing you to be where?
Well, we're near the Intercontinental, where Bush will be coming, and so it'll be somewhere around Bridge Street or Macquarie Street.
So you're within that APEC zone?
Correct, yes. Yeah. Yes, fully abiding by the law.
Now, other groups haven't been able to get that close.
Oh, no, we've been treated precisely the same as everybody else. There's no doubt about that.
Are you sure about that?
Well, I mean, the only other alternative is that we've been given special treatment. Now, I don't think that's the case. If that was the case, that would be a scandal. That's not going to happen.
But the banner Mr Ruddock hopes to hold up tonight is dependent on two long PVC pipes. Under the temporary security rules for APEC, poles longer than 1 metre can't be taken into declared security zones.
And I see that your poles are longer than a metre.
Well, it's just over a metre, but we have had it checked out with the police and they've all given it the approval.
While Mr Ruddock has police approval for his public demonstration, Alex Bainbridge hasn't.
We want the court to uphold the march route as we've put forward in our notification to the police.
Mr Bainbridge is part of the Stop Bush Coalition, which has been negotiating with police about a planned protest for this weekend. Organisers want the march to weave through the city, past the American consulate, which is now in the APEC declared zone. It's not fenced off, but it is off limits to protesters. Why do you have to go down Martin Place?
We actually did put forward a number of alternative options to the police and they were all rejected. For that reason, we decided there wasn't much point changing. We'd stay with our Martin Place route. We do want to pass by the US consulate, which is symbolic of the war in Iraq.
This morning, police asked the New South Wales Supreme Court to ban the march. Mr Bainbridge is curious that the Aussies for ANZUS group has approval for its demonstration, but he's not resentful.
That's interesting. You know, obviously it does raise the question as to whether if you express views that the government likes, you're going to receive more favourably than if you are protesting against those views that the government holds. That's a concern. But, I mean, the fundamental thing is there should be no restrictions on free speech, whether for us or for anyone else, inside any area open to the public.
The court will hear the case tomorrow morning at 7.
Sabra Lane.